Are you ready to escape to Statesville, North Carolina? Follow along now as we tell you how.
Welcome to Discover Statesville, the show that takes you on a captivating journey through the heart of one of North Carolina's most charming towns.
Welcome to Discover Statesville. Today we are joined by Roger Segrist, owner of Key to Escape, escape room here in downtown Statesville. Welcome, Roger.
Good to see you, Richard.
How are you?
Wonderful.
We are glad that you were here. So I guess let's just jump right in and tell us a little bit or tell us a lot about Key to Escape.
Okay. Well, Key to Escape, we've been there about 6 years. Interesting how we got started. My wife and I of 7 years, it was our first date.
And going to an escape room.
We went to an escape room.
Okay.
Yeah. And years later, we fell in love, got married, had some other business ventures on the horizon. And one day we were just talking and she said, you know what would be fun? Because they say there's not a lot to do in Statesville. We'll open an escape room. So we did. And one thing led to another. And we found ourselves in a National Historic Monument. And we've had a great deal of fun and
gone all in.
Yeah, 26 in the country. And
that's amazing.
In escape rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Right here in Statesville. That's awesome.
So let's step back a minute because we introduced you as the owner of. You're the co-owner of. You
right.
And your wife, Kim, own Key to Escape together.
That's a track.
So it's a team effort from the beginning.
It has been a team effort.
Yeah, yeah.
And a unique one because we couldn't have known. My background is engineering, specifically electrical engineering, and I invent automated systems and have a lot of fun with networks. She's got a master's in psych. She's a provider in the mental health world. Mm-hmm. So she understands how brains work and the things that are exciting when puzzles. And she designs these experiences and comes up with a magic formula and says, can you make this magic happen? And if it doesn't defy the laws of physics, I have fun with it.
Yeah.
So perfect combination, your two backgrounds coming together to come up with the ideas and actually execute it. Like it really, really works well.
It
together.
Really has worked well.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have really known that if we'd have taken my limited skill, her extraordinary skill and a historic facility and put it in a bucket and stirred around, what could you pull out of that? And turns out it's a pretty remarkable
experience. It is remarkable. I've been a few different times to a few of the different, well, I guess two rooms, maybe three rooms at this point in time. It's unbelievable. I haven't been to other escape rooms, so I don't have a whole lot to compare it to, but the level of intricacy that goes into even the smallest of details is pretty incredible.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard, and you certainly excelled at this, as I recall.
Yeah. I tried to escape from that.
Yeah, I got to join Richard for my first escape room experience, and I would say he was very helpful in helping us get through it. So for our listeners who haven't experienced Key to Escape, we want to really dig into what escape rooms are and what you guys do there. But for people who are maybe more local, talk a little bit about why Key to Escape and the Key building and the history of that beautiful, historic, old church building that you're in. Talk about that
for
a little bit.
Certainly, Cindy. Yeah? Well, the facility is built in 1898 by Anna Thornton Washington Key, great-great-granddaughter of Francis Scott Key, who wrote our national anthem. It actually is a National Historic Monument called the Key Memorial. It was a church, actually still local, St. Philip's Church, until 1956, when it was basically, the building was abandoned. Mm-hmm. And then in the 80s, the mid-80s, Bert Wasser, who a lot of people around Statesville might remember, was an accomplished attorney, did much of the renovations in the building. I've got some, I should have brought some books that of photographs, historical photographs, where some celebrities, some now Statesville celebrities like Presley Maddox,
mm-hmm.
When they were young men, would help build that.
Celebrity in his own mind. Just kidding, Presley.
That's right. And Collier.
Yeah.
They were kids, and I've got pictures of them digging out pieces of the foundation from the abandoned building. Wow. And then they built it back. Bert Wasser did a remarkable job. It was an attorney's office. At some point, it became the Iredell Citizen newspaper. Well, you worked in that building.
I worked in that. Well, I wasn't there where the Iredell Citizen was there.
Right. That was after that.
Attorneys went back in there after the Iredell Citizen.
There was Ralston.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spokology was in there for almost 2 years.
Before the newspaper?
After.
After the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Spokology was in there right before you guys built it. I think we had moved out maybe 6 months before you guys bought it and turned it into the amazing experience it is now. So, and fun fact, Meredith Collins, who is our new community engagement manager at Spokology, was one of the first employees at Iredell Citizen when she first started her career in Statesville.
Really?
So, yeah.
Small town lit.
We're connected.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the building has roots in Statesville.
Been lots of amazing things, but I think you guys found what it was meant to be.
I thank you for saying that, and I hope so. It's been a real rewarding experience. You know, most escape rooms are in malls, shopping centers. You know, they take a box of a building and they figure out a way to make it interesting and fun. And most of the time, they succeed very well at that. But we have secret passages almost, which you guys would have witnessed some.
Yeah, you got me good from right when I walked in with a little surprise secret, a little critter secret.
The critters.
Well, so I think that's super cool. You know, it's all the little things. So, you know, even to get in the building, there's a puzzle.
That's true.
Right.
And then it starts from there. So with designing these rooms, I mean, what does that process look like? What's the timeline on that from when, you know, you guys have an idea, oh, we should do, you know, next room, we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? I mean, is that 18 months, 24 months? I guess it varies depending on the intricacy of the room.
It can. One of the things is it kind of morphs. And really, that's a bunch of the work that's in Kim's wheelhouse of deciding what the concept might be. And then we kind of banter it back and forth about what it's between what is possible and I'll be able to contribute. Well, you could do something this way or do something that way. And then she'll make some adjustments to the theme or the script. But basically, you know, we look at it like it's a movie. It's an adventure movie and you as the guests are the stars. And it's kind of like, what does this movie need to say? When we first begin the design, and it's a little bit fluid at first. We'd like to try to maintain the theme where possible of where history meets mystery, because like the experience that you guys did last was actually rooted in the history of that building, the Key Memorial, because Philip Barton Key, the namesake of the Key clan, made whiskey. Was a large whiskey manufacturer in the whole country with the Key & Company Distilling. So that experience surrounds, you know, the experience that you did surrounds that as an experience.
Guys did a great job paying homage to that and then tying in what's new with Southern Distilling and what they're doing.
Yeah, that was fun.
So, yeah, you guys have really
come
full circle with that, which I think is cool.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
But to answer your question more directly, the design just, it begins to take hold as far as what we want to do. And then it's how are you going to manipulate the space to make the puzzles and the game mysterious and surprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most escape rooms facilities will try to turn an escape room as a room in 30 to 60 days, because it makes smart business sense.
Sure. Yeah. Keeps people coming back.
We're a little bit beyond that because we like the level of detail that we put in it. Five to 6 months, typically. Of course, this one that's about to open has been under construction for over 4 years.
Wow.
A little bit of national stuff that gave you a little hiccup there.
It was
the international, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
It might have been a It was
there
both
was an
our
epidemic.
Well, it was our motivation for putting a little extra into it.
Right.
We said,
right.
Well, we can put extra while we're closed. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, we were closed for almost, well, over 2 years.
Right. Yeah. You were missed.
We were missed. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, and one of the cool things, you mentioned about places trying to turn rooms over quickly and you know, getting repeat business and things. One of the things that I think is really interesting, having been a few times, is that in any given room, there's so much going on in there that even if you've gone and done a room, you know, going back a few months later and doing that same room, you know, especially if you seemingly thought, okay, I worked on that piece last time, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
You know, one, it's hard to retain all of the things that you figured out before. Two, there's so much stuff going, you know, if you've got four or five people in there, there's 75% of the things in there that any one person didn't touch or be involved in at all.
Right.
So it can sort of feel like a new experience, even though you've done it.
Yeah, and thank you for saying it. And that's a typical thing. We have people that have come back 3, 4 or more times.
On the same room and stuff.
And done the same room.
Yeah.
Or
when we came together, Liz Petrie came with us, the community engagement manager for downtown Statesville, and she had done the room. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, well, she has all the answers. And Liz will tell you know, and she couldn't remember.
No.
Yeah. She couldn't remember all because there's so many things.
Well, it's a lot of it is what Richard said. There's so much going on that the odds of you being faced with a particular puzzle and challenge in the group you come to next are slim.
Uh-huh.
And the puzzles are designed to where you may get the general concept of how to solve the puzzle, but there's no possible way to really remember the specifics about how to solve everything. So it works if people come back and do it again. A lot of people just take a couple tries. You know, some people want to go in there like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our guests just want to enjoy and try to see every puzzle, but it's an hour-long experience.
It goes by fast.
They'll run out.
Yeah, it goes by quick.
And they'll come back, finish it the second time.
Right.
Or the third.
Well, it helped that we had an Eagle Scout with us.
That's right.
And Brittany Marlowe from Downtown Statesville Development.
She's got several puzzle people in there.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were all quite brilliant at it. And you know, it's interesting, and I hope the listeners that have never done an escape room, I think one of the not a complaint, but one of the concerns that people have is, well, I'm not going to be smart enough.
Yeah.
Or I'm afraid that I'll look like I'm not smart. But you guys are smart. But everybody that comes, there's a way to look at a problem, and everybody's brain works just a little bit different. And it's really not about intellectual prowess. It's kind of there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
And we have younger people come and do it, and sometimes it's comical because some of the props are historic.
They don't appreciate
rotary phones and stuff.
Or a combination lock. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
And in the event that you do get stuck, you guys are there.
There's him
watching, monitoring, and so you do have the ability to say, "Hey, I'm."
Yeah, ask for help.
We're really stuck.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Ask for little hints. But there's for someone who's never done an escape room like I was. There's other misconceptions too. I'm highly claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in that building for several years, so I knew the chemical makeup of the building.
Right.
So I myself was hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, went on my first hot air balloon ride with Richard and then, you know, convinced me to do my first escape room.
Were you trepidatious about a hot air balloon?
Oh, I'm scared of heights. It was Richard's first too. So when we launched this podcast last August, Charles Page and Christy Darling took us up in a hot air balloon ride, and it was amazing. So I'm so glad that I had that experience now. And I'm also glad I've had an escape room experience now. So
awesome.
I say that though firsthand. I know there's some other misconceptions that you guys post a lot about. So do you want to maybe go through some of those? Like, you're not locked in a room.
Right. Well, that's a big one. And thanks for bringing it up because that is, if nobody's done an escape room, that is another thing. Well, you know, I don't want to be scared. Well, you know, we don't set out to scare anybody.
Yeah. It's not scary.
You know, I don't like being scared. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to be intense, but we're not going to jump out and say, boo. You're not going to get that kind of thing. And certainly there are some escape rooms that might have a more risque, horror-based kind of theme. But we, you know, this was originally a Catholic church. We're going to be a little bit respectful of that.
I was looking for some shots at the end.
That can happen.
Yeah.
But
not during workout.
The claustrophobia.
Yeah. That's real for me. So.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to be locked in. Well, no modern day escape room, even though it's called an escape room, it's almost not named correctly. Mm-hmm. It's more of an I put adventure on the front sign. It's an adventure experience because you're not trying to get out of something. You're trying to get in. It's like, you know, I liken it to the movie National Treasure. He's trying to solve this mystery one puzzle at a time. And he's trying to get farther along. He's got to figure out all these, put lemon on the Declaration of Independence or all the things that he had to do to solve it. You're trying to get in. Because quite frankly, you can walk out of the escape room anytime you want. And I think our fire marshal wouldn't appreciate it if that wasn't the case.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're saying an escape to states will not escape from states.
That's right.
Now that you say it that way, it makes perfect sense. So you have two rooms that are going right now.
Two rooms right now. Uh-huh. The third, which we've been working on for several years, is called... The Twist of Oz, and it means just what it says. And it was originally supposed to be a room called Game On.
Game On.
We had an entire room in our house filled with every board game and permutation of board game that I think has ever been made.
Oh.
It was incredible.
I don't think you should give up on that idea. That sounds
well,
cool.
Somewhere along the line, Kim, in her wisdom, said, you know what we should do? A Wizard of Oz room, because of the way the licensing is opening up.
Right.
And boy, was she right. Because once we announced it, it is absolutely amazing how many people. We get
I asked him right when he
5-10 calls a day.
Right. I might even get my
husband
to come.
When is it open? Yeah. Is it open? When is it open? And it's going to be an experience. I don't know for sure, but I think once we announce we're opening booking, it may be like a Taylor Swift ticket.
Yeah, well,
it'd be good for
that
us.
Wouldn't be a bad
That's right.
thing, would
no.
it? Yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
There's a gimmick there with the Oz thing, and so you've got Wizard of Oz lovers that
many.
You know will travel, which I think is another cool thing about Key to Escape is you guys sort of keep track of. You know, escape room people, there are escape room people out there that really like this is their thing.
Oh,
you guys have
mad.
Had visitors from...
Worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, all over the place.
Probably more from out of the area than right in the area. We're only just now starting to feel more people from Statesville gravitate to the facility. But yeah, we've got weekends. And you know, this speaks something to you guys. You know, Statesville was... In years past, it seemed to me like the place when you were in Statesville and the weekend came, what are we going to do this weekend? And you went to Charlotte, or you felt like you had to go somewhere, Winston, Hickory, whatever.
Or you went bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had some of my favorite people, Andy and Jason with Twisted Oak.
Yeah.
You had Pete and Vienna Barger. Our heroes of Statesville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they brought Southern Distilling. They brought something to Statesville where somebody is sitting in Charlotte and they say, honey, what should we do this weekend? Now they'll leave what people think is the bastion of entertainment in Charlotte or Asheville, and they'll come to Statesville for a place like Key to Escape, Southern Distilling, and more every day.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Yep.
Downtown, even the Arts Council. I know you've been seeing the amazing things that they've
it's
been
unbelievable.
Doing. Yeah, every week there's concerts now.
And the people that come to see us from out of town, you know, they say, well, where can we eat? What should we do? But the weekend people, we get a lot of feedback of just how remarkable this downtown area is. They're amazed.
Yeah. Well,
we got it going on.
I hope you know how proud I am of Statesville. I mean, Statesville's my passion. So, we're glad you guys are back open. And Wizard of Oz is actually my husband's all-time favorite.
Is it really?
All-time favorite.
We hear this all the time. So, your husband. Usually it's the wife that says this.
No, my husband. I don't know that I'd even seen it before I met him. Yeah, and now we watch it more often than I'm willing to admit. That and a few others. The Lion King. You do a Lion King room. But I think I might even get him to go do an escape room with me once you guys are open. But for people who are wanting to learn more about Key to Escape, you're at 150 East Sharp Street. Am I remembering the address correctly?
Yeah.
And so tell us about your website and the best way to connect with you. You sell tickets in advance. People can make reservations.
Mm-hmm. It's www.keytoescapenc.com. Just easy. Like it spells, keytoescapenc.com. Mm-hmm. And there it's a very live time. You can see what's available right to that moment. And you book online and come.
Yeah. So groups of six?
People come two at a time. Two is tough.
Yeah.
I usually recommend a couple couples, you know, like four,
but six. Six is sort of the max.
Six. There's eight, one of the rooms is eight. Eight is okay. Mm-hmm. One of the rooms, six, okay. But you can't go wrong with six. Four to six. Six is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there were six of us, and I'm trying to think.
That's a perfect number in my book.
We kind of broke up into groups of two.
Yeah, there's room. Yeah, I mean, there's enough room for six.
And then communicated with each other. I don't know if we could have got it done in an hour without.
I can't imagine two people getting it done.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
They usually have to come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't mind.
Nope.
So
come in twos, date night.
That's right. The other thing I do want to mention is just that I think is cool is the other kind of special touches that you guys try to do around the community. You know, you've done some. I think you did an egg hunt around town one time.
Through the egg, a lot of the. We've got some more things on the horizon that will involve the entirety of downtown, other businesses, something that you know people can go do. At little or no expense, and we even opened it that way. When we opened Key to Escape, it was a scavenger hunt, and then the people that had their code came and helped us open the building with their code.
Cool. Well, and the city worked with y'all on a mobile escape room at Martin Luther King Jr. Park last spring.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally hope to do more of things like that in the future. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's really neat that you're expanding your business beyond just that building. And really gives people an opportunity to go do things outside.
And right. Yeah. And making it accessible for everybody. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, part of our goal, too, is, you know, the exposure to, you know, Statesville as a whole. I mean, there's a lot of neat things, a lot of neat businesses, and we need to all be together on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sure, these scavenger hunts and everything involve the other businesses and brings it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, We're close to being out of time, but I do want to talk about, like, you and Kim aren't just escape room owners. Like, you talking about historic buildings, I mean, you guys came into Statesville, and you're very involved in historic preservation. And tell us a little bit about your home. And because, I mean, you revitalized an old home, right? And 18, just in time to get married there, right?
Sure enough. We weren't married when we took the project on.
Right.
And you would think that would...
That's a good test.
That's a really good test.
That's what Kim said.
Paddling a canoe together.
But yeah, it was not...
She was testing you from the beginning.
She sure did. So was I worthy? But yeah, the house was nearly condemned. I mean, there were some parts of the roof that had fallen in on ceilings that had rottened to the core and fell onto floors that fell onto... You know, it was in tough shape, but yeah, we've had some fun with the J.C. Steele house from 1877, which has an amazing history in and of its own. I mean, J.C. Steele wrote a book, Sketches of the Civil War, which we were gifted a copy by the J.C. Steele Company.
That's nice.
But we have a whole museum in the house of artifacts that are just little treasures to Statesville. But yeah.
Very, I've watched you guys be very passionate about historic preservation. So if you want to learn more about the Steele House, you actually can go out on Google and just look up the Steele House in Statesville. You can see a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, sure.
You guys have posted about
Google
You have a Facebook page, right?
For the The Steelhouse has a Facebook page, right? But if you Google Statesville Historic Homes,
You come up first.
Guess what comes up in Google?
Good.
Yeah. Picture the Steelhouse.
Well, we recommend you do that. And Roger, we really appreciate you and Kim Flove for Statesville and your investment.
I appreciate you guys more than you know.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you back at the Key.
Sounds good. We appreciate you. Everybody, key to escape. Escape to Statesville. The time is now. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Discover Statesville. You can email us at discover@statesvillenc.com. Check us out on Facebook at Discover Statesville NC, hashtag Discover Statesville, and our website, statesvillenc.com. Catch us next week as we continue on our journey to uncover the hidden gems, culinary adventures, entertainment, and to be inspired and enlightened as we discover Statesville.